This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
It's Friday, it's Moose, it's Breezy, it's the Vibe Check-In. We're just...
checking in. Wow, that's so... Wow.
You're good vibes.
I just don't have it today.
Well, tis the season, Breeze. What's up, guys? Thanks for tuning in. Moose, Breezy, Friday. Where's our friends at? Oh, nobody's here.
Literally, tumbleweeds rolling on the text line. I'm like, right, of course. Actually, there's one person. Didn't tag their name. I said, good morning, Moose and Breezy. Happy Friday. Super excited to take my son to the Harlem Globetrotters tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. That's tomorrow.
Did you win it from us? Let us know. Also, love your big brother, big sister commercial. My son has been waiting for almost 2 months now. Hopefully, to find him a big brother soon.
Oh, that's awesome.
You want to take on a second?
Well, I don't think that's
He allowed. Goes, well, this is a weird time to announce I'm dropping from the program.
No. That's not. Listen, it is a great opportunity for your son. There are some people that are put on that hold list for a little while because the process when it comes to big brothers, big sisters, it's extreme isn't the word I'm looking for, but they will not match anybody up who's not meant to be matched up.
Right.
This is for the long haul, so they want to make sure they find the perfect big brother for your son or big sister, whoever they match him up with. But have a little patience. I'm sure they're going to find somebody great that you both are going to be very happy with.
Absolutely.
It's a great program.
Coming from the CEO himself, this is Lily. She's here.
What's up, Lily?
Vibes are happy but sad because my BFF is moving to Tennessee on Sunday, so today will be my last day with her. I would drown myself in my own tears if my best friend moved anywhere away from me.
I mean,
I would argue that Fairport's too far, and she works right down the street. I was just talking to my mom the other day because my whole family went to Salt Lake last week.
Yeah.
And she was staying with her best friend from childhood, literally growing up, best friends all throughout life, whatever. And she's like, it's just so nice to be with Andrea. And I was like, if Maddie didn't live close to me, I couldn't do it. I literally couldn't do it.
It would be tough, but then you would have your other 75 best friends to fall back on.
So. No, Maddie's my ride or die. Thank you so much. Good morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from Sodas checking in. Haven't heard from you in a minute, Amy. Where have you been? My vibes are good today. Finally back into my normal routine. Now we're having family dinner with the kids tonight. Enjoy your weekend, guys.
You too, Amy. Thanks for the love. Where's Nico and Steve? Where's our boys at?
They're in a pizza coma right now.
They're sleeping in. There's no
They're
way.
Like, too much pepperoni and sauce.
I mean, with the vibes up for you guys, the vibes are up for us.
Yeah, no, for sure.
But, we're not.
I just feel like absolute.
Yeah, we don't feel great.
Doo-doo.
I started feeling crappy on Monday, Tuesday, and then Breezy came in this morning and accused me of getting her sick. But we can't prove it. You know, is it a possibility?
Our mouths were very close yesterday.
Yeah, we were doing a video where we were like kissing yesterday.
I can prove that. I have it on video, actually.
Here's my question, though. Any nurses or anybody who's more intelligent than us listening, how long would it take if you were to pass germs to someone who was sick? How long, realistically, would it take to get that other person sick?
I'm not saying that the transfer started and happened yesterday. It's been happening all week. We're breathing.
Dirty
air.
Oh yeah, right.
We're trapped in here. What?
I just need to know if anyone knows how long would that take? Like a couple days, a couple hours.
And not to mention, I got my brand new walking pad yesterday, which is fire, by the way. I can't use it today because I'm fighting for my life, but I was breathing in even more air yesterday because I was exercising when I was off the air.
It's not a gym. It's a radio studio. So,
well, I got to get my steps in. I have goals. And if you don't want to support me on those, then step back.
You can leave the studio and run up and down the steps. I really don't care.
I'm literally not doing that. I have stuff to do in here.
Vibes are sky high today, you guys. Thank you so much for being here. We do have that last pair of tickets. We're going to help you win. For Can't Be Breezy coming up at 8:40.
Kelly's here listening live from Orlando still. Absolutely loving it. She goes, I love hearing you guys report the weather and what I have to come back to this weekend. Love you guys. Drive safe. It's very, very slippery. How would you know, Kelly? You're in Orlando.
She's looking at that weather app. It is 35 for the high today, though, Kelly.
Right.
Currently 21. Tomorrow, 30. Sunday, 30. Oh, God. Remember when it was 72 on Halloween? Yeah. What a dream.
Yeah, absolutely.
Coming up for the big story of the day this morning, we have other candidates who are very interested in running for mayor of Rochester. When is that election? Do we know?
November.
Okay, that's right. November. Yeah. And of course, our beloved Fleeky Maliki has already declared his intentions for re-election, but I'll tell you who these people are and what some of their plans are for The Rock.
Hasn't he been in office for like 17 years?
I don't know. You would know more than I would how long he's been there.
Well, the other one was such a blur, so.
Who was in charge of the Fast Ferry? I believe it was Mayor Johnson. We got that Fast Ferry up and running? I say we bring it back. You know what? You know what? I'm running for mayor. We'll talk about
not
it coming
the Titanic
up next.
Titanic happening on Lake Ontario.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
Peaks Y Mornings, Moose, Breezy. So we have other candidates and people interested in running for mayor of Rochester. Of course, our beloved Fleeky Maliki has already declared his intentions for re-election. But we have a city council member by the name of Mary Lupien, dubbed Mary's Guarantee. That's kind of catchy, I guess. Mary's Guarantee Lupien said her platform will prioritize income, housing stability, and of course, enhancing the effectiveness of first responders, which we all know is, yes, that's very important.
Very much so important.
She says, where instead of trying to attract others to Rochester at our people's expense, we focus on improving the lives of our neighbors because making sure our people thrive is the best way to make everyone want to call Rochester home. That's beautiful.
Period, Mary, period.
Lupien is one of three candidates in the race to become mayor. And then I started thinking, why don't I just do it? You know what I mean? I could do both. I run here in the morning. And then as soon as the show's done, I run to City Hall, right? I do a couple of press conferences. First order of business would be to get lunch at a local bakery. And then I would cut out all taxes. I'd get rid of taxes. So there would be no such thing. I would just tell the local banks to fork it over. Okay, I've thought about this, guys. I have a blueprint. I would tell the cops to respond to every single break-in. How hard can this be? And by the way,
I love how first on your list was taxes. There's people's cars that like literally have not existed in 5 years. You're like, taxes, first order of business. Second order, maybe do something about the break-ins.
People would
maybe do something about the smashing
grabs. Are you kidding me? That would be anybody's first priority was to slash taxes. No taxes out of your paycheck? Come on now. There's ways around it, you guys.
All right. Well, listen. So Mary, it doesn't start in the backyard. It starts up top with the big guy.
We got to get the boots on the ground.
You know what my dad says? Biggest Ponzi scheme in America?
The government.
Yeah, the government. So
Mary Lupien, all kidding aside, she looks identical to Mark Zuckerberg with long hair. I don't know if there's any kind of
love that for her.
I don't know if there's any kind of relation. But if you guys want to see me on the ballot in November, just give us a ringy ding ding. What's coming up, Breeze?
What? You're so unwell. Mary. Yeah, I talked about this girl. She does look like Mark Zuckerberg.
She does. Yeah.
Gingers unite. All right, listen. What? She has red hair. She's beautiful. Last night was crazy. Last night was crazy. I made the venture to Buffalo, and don't worry. Yes, we ice skated the whole way there. The whole way. The entire way. Just sheets of ice. I was like, all right, well, I'll crack my head open right here. But we went for a very special reason because Kelsey Ballerini was performing at Key Bank Center.
Yeah, yeah.
And
how was that?
I mean, you know, I love Kelsey Ballerini. My girl.
And what does she do again? What are her special talents?
She sings.
Well, she's a singer.
She's a magician. What? Like, too much cough syrup for you.
I couldn't tell if she
works at a radio station, doesn't know the biggest artist. Love it. Yeah, we don't know. The wheels are coming off. So anyways, we went to this concert, and we had great seats, good vibes. But something happened that has never, ever happened to me in my 30 years of concert going. And I was shook to the core of my being. So much so that the people I was with were like, we're staying. I was like, we should probably leave. Yeah. I'll tell you exactly what happened coming up next.
98PXY.
How would you like to win $5,000?
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Happy Friday, you guys. You had a tough night in Buffalo last night, Breeze.
Yeah, tis the flu season, guys. Moose is sick. I'm sick. And just, it doesn't matter how rich or famous you are, you can get sick too.
That's right.
So I don't care what anyone says. I have access to doctors on site. I have IVs. I have emergency medication. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how much money you have.
No.
It doesn't matter how many accolades you have.
It doesn't.
You can still get sick.
You're puking blood like the rest of us.
And that's exactly what happened to our girl, Kelsey Ballerini, last night in Buffalo. So guys, if you were there, you know what happened. But if you weren't there, I'll fill you in. Went to the Kelsey Ballerini show in Buffalo at the Key Bank Center last night.
And to clear this up, she is not a magician.
So who is that? I go, not you working for the biggest radio station in the city, and you have no idea who this artist is. Love it.
Okay, name one song we play of hers.
I don't know if we play anything right now. I know we have in the past for sure. But she just, her new album came out a little bit ago, but she was just in a bunch of drama. She had a divorce. It was a whole thing. Anyways, she's stunning, gorgeous, beautiful, iconic. She is everything. She's Grace, she is Miss United States. And what are you laughing at? Right.
Okay, no, go ahead. Continue.
Anyways, so
you had me at Miss United States. Right, okay.
She is, she's amazing. And she was signed a couple years back to a smaller record label that's actually owned by the Pagulas, funny enough. So it was funny that she was in Buffalo. Not funny, but like, oh, classic. Of course she's coming to Buffalo. It's been circulating on social media that she has been sick. She's a judge on The Voice. Like, she's everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Moose's like, never heard of her. I'm like, all right, great.
Now, The Voice is that.
I don't watch anything other than murder documentaries. Like, right.
I mean, true crime. You're speaking my language.
So she's been sick. It's been circulating. And it's been very apparent. So we're all worried that she would cancel the show if she wasn't feeling well. We got no word that she was canceling the show.
So you went.
So we went. And we were all excited. I mean, my outfit wasn't that on point, so I'm kind of glad for the outcome. But anyways, so we get there, and we have amazing seats. Vibes are high. I mean, didn't love that it was on a Thursday, but these things happen. And she comes out around 9 o'clock.
Right.
She's singing. She sounds great. She looks great. We're like, oh, my God, this woman is an absolute miracle. She sings two songs, breaks, and is like, hey, guys, like, if you've been on the internet, you know I'm sick. Like, physically, I feel 100%. My voice is at, like, 50, though. So we're going to have to help me with the songs. Like, no problem, Kelsey. We got you. So we're singing, dancing, living, laughing, loving, and she gets to song 6 and she goes underneath for a transition. The next part of the set cues up. No one comes out. Lights flicker on. I'm like, oh my God, am I at an operating table? What's happening here? This guy in black comes out with glasses. He's dressed in all black. He looks like he's like, you know, working security or stage hands. He's like, this wasn't the message I wanted to give to you guys tonight. We're trying to avoid this, but Kelsey's sick and she's not coming back out. We're like, wait, what?
Oh, bummer.
Wait, what? And I've never had anything like that happen to me before. I've never had a... I don't think I've ever had a concert canceled, whether it be sickness or illness or weather or whatever the case may be. I really don't think I have. And I very much have not had a concert canceled mid-show. So that was wild.
Well, at least you got something out of it. How many songs do you think she was supposed to perform?
So she was... I saw the set list. She was supposed to perform 22. She sings 6.
22?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, see, that makes sense. So you were there for how long in total? I mean, what's 6 songs? 3 minutes apiece? You got to think you were there a half hour, 40 minutes?
Yeah, maybe like a half hour.
Okay.
So I was just like, wait, what? So lights come on. Everyone's just like standing there like the meerkat meme. Like,
yeah, I can't believe this is happening.
What? So I look at my friends. I'm like, all right, let's go. Like, you know, I don't know if anybody else is like this. And I think my friends can't stand this about me, but I don't care. I will never change. When I'm done with something, I'm done. Like, let's go. Like, why are we waiting around? Like, we're an hour away from our home. Like, let's go home. Like, no one would come out and be like, ha, gotcha. Like, no. Like, this isn't a joke. Like,
the lights
are on. You know what I mean? And everyone was holding out hope. Like, maybe it's a joke. Like, maybe it's early April Fool's. Like, she's literally vomiting in the back. Like, she's on an IV. Like, what are we doing? My friends are like, let's wait. Because he goes, stand by.
Stand by for what?
Don't know. Like, maybe, like, to say, oh, the show is postponed till this say, or
what
you're
doing,
refunded, or whatever the case may be.
They're giving her 10 minutes behind the scenes to say, hey, you think you can pull it together? If not, we'll go out there, we'll cancel it. You know, your health is your first priority.
Right.
And she just couldn't muster up the energy. That's right. Fine.
Which is fine. I mean, I think what my biggest takeaway from this whole thing was is, like, I'm not mad at her. Like, it is what it is. People get sick. And I think it's absolutely stupid to be mad at someone for being sick, because people have been mad at me for being mic danger. People have been mad at us for being sick before. Me being sick, I had to cancel an event that I was supposed to do during COVID because I literally had COVID, and Don Ellhart was there, and I was like, I can't risk getting Rochester's everyone's favorite grandpa sick. You know what I mean?
Everyone's favorite grandpa.
No, fully.
Right, yeah.
The grandpa of Rochester.
I am proud to say I have not taken one sick day yet.
All right,
one sick day this year.
That's not about you.
You know, and I got to tell you, it's okay if you're sick.
Once
in a while.
It is.
But there are some people here that are going to make you feel guilty for feeling sick. You think Patrick Mahomes is going to be sick this Sunday?
No. Hey, I'm just letting you know, like, I'm not going to make it in. I'm so sorry. I'm puking blood. Feel better. Period. Okay. Perfect. Love that. So that's what happened. We got word that it's rescheduled for April. And she canceled. She was supposed to do Pittsburgh tonight and Toronto on Saturday. Those are both canceled as well. But
would you even go back? I wouldn't go back.
Why?
You saw it.
I didn't.
You got six shows.
Six
songs. I mean, what, you're going to go all the way back and see her perform?
It's on a Friday. It's on a Friday.
Yeah, fine.
So that makes it feel a little bit better. But yeah, I'm excited. Can't wait. I can't wait. And I guess the moral of the story is I've never felt closer to a famous person in my life just because she was in the most vulnerable state. She was literally puking blood.
Yeah, you came
in. I'm making that up. She wasn't puking blood.
You came in this morning sick, and I'm guaranteeing it right now. She got you sick. That's where it came from.
Right. The projection of the air particles definitely landed right on my tongue.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Of course.
98PXY.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.